Blog Talk Radio.
Night service, special live edition, coming to you live from the kitchen of some creepy guy's house who likes puppets and who will have a puppet on display perched upon his hand someday in the near future. And just so you know, I have a puppet named Stuart, okay? He likes to eat cabbage. And Stuart, the cabbage-eating puppet, she likes how my fingers wiggle inside him. Yes, it's true. He goes, tee, tee, tee. And he tells me, it feels like a really friendly colonoscopy. And I'm sure it does. I've had many of them. All right. So right now, I'm going to follow that up with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
God, that makes me feel so So patriotic. Here we are, the special live Wednesday night service edition. We will be taking callers who want to call in and read their poetry. And we'll talk about special, funny things that they do with their puppets. And, oh my God, do you smell that? Something smells like chocolate and broccoli. And I like it. It appears we already have a caller. I'm going to bring this caller on. Hello, caller, you're from the 661 area code. Caller, you're on.
Hello?
Hello, 661 area code, you're on.
Hello? Is anybody there?
Hello, caller, you're on.
Hello?
What? Hello, caller, you're on.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me? Do I need to speak louder?
Yeah, you do.
I will speak very loud. All right, yeah. Caller from the 661 area code. State your name, sex, and location.
My name is Nuwamba Flamingo. I think I'm a man. I'm calling from Southeast Asia.
Oh, Southeast Asia, yeah, yo, oh boy. Me love you long time area? Me love you long time area?
Oh yeah, I've been having a lot of sex out here. I've been drinking a lot of alcohol and having sex with a lot of people I've met on the internet, and people like, you know, hookers and things like that too. I've had sex with a lot of hookers also. And it's been very interesting. I've really enjoyed it.
It sounds enjoyable. Yes. I might have to come out there and hang out with you sometime, and we can go boozing and hooking and stuff. What brings you on here tonight, Mr. Nuwambo?
I don't know. I saw something on the internet on Blog Talk Radio about fingering puppets.
Yeah.
And, you know, it got me thinking about this time that I stuck my finger in this girl's ass. And she was really surprised by it. And she seemed kind of angry about it at first. She's like, gave me this kind of nasty look, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, sticking your finger in my ass, because, like, we had just started to make out, and it was, like, you know, it was, like, the first time we'd even met. Like, we'd only met, like, an hour before, and, like, we're making out, and then, like, you know, I kind of go down, and, like, she probably expected that I was going to finger her vagina, but I just went straight and just put it right in her ass. I'd never done that before. She gave me this really weird look, and I thought she was going to get angry, but then she was, like, really into it, and I just fingered her in the ass. Wow.
Like, well, how far, you know, one knuckle, two knuckles, I mean, how far up did you go? And did you use any lube? Did you spit on it first or anything? Or did you just go straight up dry, hardcore?
I went straight up dry, and I used my middle finger. I went all the way up to my fucking knuckle. I mean, I got the finger all the way in there. At first, I was gentle. I went, like, just the kind of tip, you know, just like a feeling out process. And then it just got all the way in there. It was awesome. It felt so cool. But I gotta say, afterwards, like, my finger had this really weird smell on it. Like, it didn't even smell like shit. It had this other kind of smell. It was really strange, and I couldn't get that smell off my finger for a couple of days.
Really? So, wow, it was more than a sort of anally fecal smell then, huh? There was some other strange odor.
And it makes me wonder who was putting their fingers in her ass before me, or what else was going into her ass. Like, I have no idea, but
absolutely
the whole thing. Yeah, it was interesting.
Well, you know what, Mr. Nuwamba Flamingo, since I have you on here, I'm going to give you a little interview that I like to give a lot of people. It's just a really quick 1-2-3 interview. All right, are you prepared for an interview?
Yeah, sure. sounds,
do you like to be interviewed?
Awesome.
Does it make you nervous? Are you nervous?
No.
Are you perspiring?
No, not.
Are your armpits wet?
No, no. This morning I did a couple things, and I'm very relaxed today after doing
very
what
relaxed.
I did this morning.
You should have some good answers for my quick interview here. All right, question number one, Mr. Nwamba Flamingo. Question number one, do you make eye contact when you make love?
It depends. It really depends on the person, you know, and how I want to have sex with them. If I make love with them, I will. But if it's like somebody I'm kind of like uncomfortable about having sex with, like, then I might not. You know, I might just try to like look at their tits or their head, or, you know. Just...
Right, right. That's understandable. I get that totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, question number two. In your opinion, is it ethical to like your own post, you know, the thumbs up thing on Facebook? And do you do it? If not, do you know someone who does do it?
You know, that's a tough one. That's a tough question because, like, I mean, if you're going to post something anyway, then you should like it, right? Like, why would you post something that you don't like? So that should, like, entitle you to click that button just because you're posting it and you should like it. But at the same time, doesn't it kind of make you look like a douchebag if you like your own thing?
I'm totally on that. You look like a total douchebag if you like your own post.
I agree. So, I mean, on an existential level, like, I can understand it on an existential level, but at the same time, like, you know, when you talk about it, just the fucking reality of it is that you're kind of a douchebag if you do that.
Right. Okay. And here's a question for you, which I think is very important to a lot of people in the small press who are writers, poets, or whatnot. Would you ever consider activating a middle initial to enhance your poetry career or your writing career? Don't you think it enhances your status a bit and makes you seem a little more important if you add a middle initial?
No, I fucking hate middle initials. It's like, why is it even there? Like, if you're not going to use the whole fucking word, why use some fucking abbreviation for it? And you know what I hate even more? What really fucking pisses me off is the people who put a fucking initial in front of their first name, like R,
wow, yeah,
Mark,
yeah,
whatever. Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah. That's even worse when you have like a D. Dot L. Dot Woodworth or something like that, or Winthrop.
Yeah.
You know, the double initial.
Yeah,
the double initial. Yeah, that's like that's overkill. So did you have something you wanted to read or share, or do you have a rant or anything?
I want to talk about Frankie Metro. Well, I want to talk about him because I haven't heard from him in a while, and like, you know, there was this time when like he fucked this goat. And, you know, he fucked this goat, and then he got carried away by it. I didn't hear him for quite a while. I didn't know what happened to him. But I just want to reveal that, like, that's not the only type of animal that he has sex with. A lot of people don't know this, but he has sex with a lot of different types of animals. And, like, even, like, house, like, cats and dogs and all sorts of shit. So I just wanted, like, everybody out there to know, like, if you have a house pet or something, don't let him take it out for a walk or to do anything with it, because you don't know what the fuck he's going to do with that. Like, he doesn't want people, like, you know, to hear about that because he wants to hide what he's doing. But I'm here to let everybody know about it. You know, he should really, like, stop doing that. Cause, you know, I mean, I don't know. I guess you have to ask the dog or the cat if they enjoy it, because maybe that animal enjoys it. I don't know. I'm not there to see all the time what's happening, but just, you know, what he's done, I think that people need to know about it, especially anybody who owns a goat, because that's the animal that he predominantly has sex with, is goats. And so if anybody has a goat, like, be careful about bringing your goat on Franklin Metro. All
right, yeah. I've heard rumors. So anyhow, the focus of the show tonight is puppets and puppetry in all its forms. Do you have any anything you could elaborate on as far as puppetry, colonoscopies, or anything like that goes? Mr. Nuwamba Flamingo, minus the middle initial.
You know, colonoscopies, I mean, that's certainly an interesting subject. I have actually given a couple colonoscopies to people, you know, not professional, amateur ones. I actually do that. I offer anal examinations to anybody who wants it, male, female, whatever, anybody who wants me to, you know, stick my finger into their ass or, like, put a webcam. Like, I have this small kind of tubular webcam that I can actually put up into people's rectums. So, like, I can do that.
I was going to say, how much do you charge for that?
No, or, these are free.
Free.
Free service. Oh, yeah, a free
one. Wow. Southeast Asia, I mean, I'm sure you could have quite a lucrative business there. I mean, I'm sure the standards in Southeast Asia aren't as rigid as they are here in the United States, U.S. of A.
Oh, yeah, you could just start, like, an office on the side of the street, like a little stand kind of thing, you know, and just... Yeah, that's really
like a little taco stand / colonoscopy stand on the corner somewhere in Southeast Asia. Huh? That's excellent.
Yeah, and I'll do it right in public. Or like if the person feels uncomfortable about like doing it on the street, I have like a little booth in the back that I'll be happy to take them into. You know, there's a curtain, everything, you can pull close. We could just get it on right there. And, yeah. So I really enjoy giving colonoscopies. You know, I enjoy sticking my fingers, my hands into people's asses. I like taking pictures of people's asses. So, you know, it's kind of fun. Like, when you have your finger up a person's ass, it's kind of like they are your puppet.
Exactly. There's the whole parallel there. Yeah, exactly. Of course, I mean, there's different types of puppets. I mean, you've got marionettes, and you've got the standard hand puppets, sock puppets. And, you know, you also have the ventriloquist, where you pull the strings, so, you know, pull the strings, make your little mouth up down, so, yeah. But, yeah, I think everyone's initial concept of a puppet is where you ram your hand up its ass and make its mouth move. But yeah, with that, I'm going to take a quick break here, and we're going to listen to a little bit of I'm a Marionette by ABBA. Be right back.
You're so free.
Yep. I'm a marionette, just a marionette for my strings. It happens quite often in so many ways, literally and figuratively, and yeah. So, Mr. Nwamba Flamingo minus middle initial. Can I just for the hell of it give you a middle initial tonight? Can I call you like Nwamba C. Flamingo? For tonight, for the sake of the show, what middle initial would you want the most if I could give you one right now?
Maybe Nwamba F. Flamingo. Nwamba fucking Flamingo. Yeah, F.
There we go.
Nwamba fucking Flamingo.
The F, yes. Yeah. The F word. I can roll with that. I like that. So, Mr. Nwamba F. Flamingo. Wow, man. All right. So I'm glad you called in. It's good to hear from you. And thanks for doing the interview and whatnot. And since we're on the subject of puppets, you know, if you had to, oh, gosh. Okay. Here's the thing. If you had to fuck a puppet, okay, and here's your choice. Mm-hmm. Three, the life of your family, everybody is depending on you fucking this puppet live in public on national TV. Who would you fuck? Would it be, or get fucked by, I should say, because here's the choices. Would it be A, Pinocchio, B, Cookie Monster, or C, Elmo?
You know, that's tough, but I would have to go with Pinocchio because of his versatility. Like, you could fuck Pinocchio in his ass, and then he could fuck you with his dick or his nose even. I mean, he can nose fuck.
Right, his
nose.
Exactly.
How many puppets can nose fuck somebody? Like that,
exactly.
No other puppet I know.
All you have to do
have to
is, with. Yeah, I, you know what? I concur. Amen. Good answer. Yeah, good answer. Because, yeah, Pinocchio, all you have to do is get that little bastard to lie a couple times, and wow, bam, instant dildo face, right? You know, instant wooden dildo face. You might get some splinters, yeah, but, you know, shit, good time for all, you know? Stimulate the
you can strap a condom on his face or something, right? So if you're worried about the splinters,
a lubricated condom, too.
Yeah,
lubricated and rid.
Yeah.
For your pleasure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I mean, I'd totally get horny for fucking Pinocchio.
You know, the only thing that really turns me on about Elmo is he can play the piano. I don't know if you've ever seen him play the piano on Sesame Street, but that little fucker, he's got some adept little fingers and hands, and he can play the piano and sing, you know, so, but, yeah, Cookie Monster, well, he's a fucking slob. Cookie Monster's a slob. He, you know, he can't keep the crumbs out of his fucking fur and off the table. He's a pig. Cookie Monster, yeah.
Yeah, I can see him having, like, a really stinky pussy or ass or something like that. I bet he never washes himself, that dirty motherfucker.
Right. What gender do you think Cookie Monster actually is?
Fuck. He's just fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, it's never been established, has it, what gender he is?
I think it's a he. I mean, he could be a transvestite. A very ugly transvestite. He could be a very ugly transvestite. But I'm not sure. I think he's a he, though. He comes off as a he. But, like, sometimes you just don't know, especially when somebody's kind of fat. You know how, like, a lot of fat people, they get kind of androgynous? Because, like, their stomach and their tits kind of become, like, one thing, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it could be like that. I mean, I've seen some really fat people. I couldn't tell if they were a man or a woman.
Especially
short hairs.
You know, I'm working on my man tits. I'm 41 years old, man, and, you know, I'm working on those little, you know, I'm getting those nice teardrop-shaped, you know, man boobs, you know, with, you know, lots of black and gray hairs, you know, sprinkled on salt and pepper, you know, thing. It's pretty hot. I think within the next year or two, I might be androgynous myself if I shave off my my mustache and goatee. Yeah.
Well, let your stomach grow out a bit, dog, so you can get, like, the merging of the tits and the stomach. Because then, like, seriously, it gets hard to determine sexual gender at that point. So if that's
you know,
what you're looking
you know
for,
what?
drink a lot of beer. You know, that stomach.
The beer, no, I'm not a beer drinker. That's the thing. I'm a vodka and Diet Pepsi guy, which is better known as a poetry grenade. It's a very potent mixture. Diet soda and rot gut vodka. There's even been like articles written about it. But anyhow, you know, it's funny you talk about working out and all that stuff. You know, because the thing about me is, I work out like 2-3 hours a day, probably 6 to 7 days a week. But when I know I have a fucking poetry reading coming up, you know, I just like, fuck it. I just let myself go for like a month or so. And I eat Pop-Tarts from hell, Doritos, Snickers bars, drink a gallon of freaking chocolate milk a day, and all that, you know, and guzzle Slurpees, 64-ounce Slurpees and shit. Whew. And then, you know, because I normally have like a six-pack, you know, six-pack. But, I, you know, for some reason I feel like I'm more expressive if I have this hairy pot belly sticking out while on stage reading live, and it just enhances my performance, being this sort of, like, I don't know, bloated Wookiee-esque type person. But anyhow, I think we're going to, like, go to another song here real quick, if you want to stay on the line. Do you have anything, you want to read something or anything, or you just want to keep shooting the shit?
Yeah, man. I mean, I got something I can maybe read.
All right. Well, we're going to go on another little music break here, and, yeah. Here we go. We'll be right back.
All my friends used to tell me, you'll know when it's right. You'll know when you meet that special someone. You'll just feel it. And it was getting to the point where I really started to think that that special someone didn't exist for me, but then I met Deborah.
Well, personally, I was skeptical about using a dating website, but right away when I met Dan, I knew he was the man I was meant to raise a family with. 6 surveys and 29 points of compatibility later, and it was undeniably clear that we were a perfect match. Unfortunately, Dan wouldn't me in the I really need a guy who will me while f***ing me, preferably while calling me a dirty
Look, Deborah was perfect for me, but she certainly wasn't the type of girl that would let me f*** her in the let alone be open to the idea of taking my and some and smearing them all over her.
That's when I turned to Craigslist. Unlike eHarmony or Match.com, Craigslist asked me no questions and matched me up based solely on my desire to get f***ed in the
And that's how I met Bethany.
And that's how I met Kevin.
We have so much fun together.
Of course, every relationship has its own little trials.
Right, like Beth's unwillingness to mercilessly me with a black
Or Kevin's refusal to off the that lives inside my
But that's
why
we
have
Dennis.
I originally met Beth and Kevin on Craigslist for a casual encounter. You know, but it turned into so much more. Those two made me do things that I honestly never thought I would do, which was pretty humiliating, but in a good way. I mean, I'm dead inside, so it doesn't really matter.
Craigslist, for those nights when that one point of compatibility is the only one that matters. Craigslist.org.
They also gave me a really good price on a mountain bike.
I got to ask you, have you ever tried a dating service in your life? I mean, have you ever, as far as dating goes, and...
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Craigslist, of course. I've had sex with a lot of random people from Craigslist. You know, some of them have been hookers. Some of them have just been random people, you know, casual encounters. I go to that on Craigslist a lot and meet people from there. I especially do that a lot here in Asia because it's just so easy. Like, there are a few sites out here in the different countries I've been to where, like, there are just tons of, like, horny chicks looking to fuck somebody. And, you know, you can just meet them, like, that day and have sex with them. I've had sex with a couple people, like, within the first hour of meeting them. You know, and that's great, man. And
really?
I even wrote a piece about that. It was a while ago. I got a blowjob from a tranny hooker that I met on Craigslist. It was incredible. It was incredible. And, like, you know,
yeah.
I saw her picture. She didn't look at all like a dude. But then I showed up, and she kind of did look like a dude a little bit. But, you know, I still wanted to get my dick sucked, so I still let her suck my dick, and it was awesome. I really like Craigslist. In fact, I was actually just looking. It's funny you played on that. I was just looking at Craigslist. I was looking around at some pictures of transvestites in Singapore in the casual encounters section in Singapore Craigslist. There are tons of trannies, man. They're really hot. There's this one I'm looking at right now. I could even read her ads. I find it's really interesting. She looks really hot. She's got these fucking amazing tits. You can't even tell it's a dude. I, like, you even see her with, like, stockings and panties. I can't even see her penis. Like, she's got it so well. And it says something like this, like the ad says, high sensational Barbie, famous countrywide, the toast of Germany Army barracks and in Cardiff City Center and staying until I can fuck no more. Due to the nature of my business, it's very important for all new and old clients to ring me directly. I never ring you unless asked to, always discreet. And that's the ass. It's
wow.
Sweaty, super hot baby, always horny, T for M, 23, Singapore. So,
damn.
If you're in Singapore right now, you can totally fuck this tranny.
That kind of gets me tingly in my no-no places, actually. Wow. Hot damn, man.
Yeah.
Have you...
The German army barracks, man. Fuck, dude. I mean, she fucking worked the whole army unit over, dude. She's good to go.
So, do you have something that you want to read that will get me tingly in my no-no places, or anybody else, maybe?
You know what? I was going to read something, but, you know, now I kind of feel like finding that old piece about that tranny I got my dick sucked from Craigslist. You know, maybe I could find that.
Well,
I
all right.
I could find
I'll get...
that and then read that.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds wonderful, and it just made my left nipple erect just thinking about it. So I'll go gnaw on some Canadian bacon. You go find that, and we'll listen to another little tidbit here while you find that piece. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds good, man. That sounds real good.
Sounds real good? It does to me, too, because you know what? It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's right. Here we go.
Yeah, I am a man, 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 up in the air. And I run around, round, round, round the town, town, and act like I don't care. Black, green, and brown, 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 and blue, yellow, violet.
this is a special live edition of the Wednesday night service brought to you by the Literary Underground. And we got Mr. Nuwamba F. Flamingo with us tonight. We added the extra initial because he's effing awesome. All right, Mr. Nuwamba Flamingo, have we given you enough time to find this special poem about the transvestite?
Yeah, man. I found it. I want to read it. It's titled, I Got My Dick Sucked by the Tranny Hooker I Met on Craigslist. And it's a little bit long,
perfect.
So I just want to break into that shit right now.
Yeah, I'm already getting tingly. Awesome. Go for it.
All right, dude, I'll read this shit. I read in the newspaper that Craigslist closed their erotic services section, which makes me sad because I've used it a lot to find prostitutes. For some reason, reading about this reminded me of a particular experience I had with a hooker from that site. There was one night just before Thanksgiving when I couldn't find any prostitutes in my price range. However, I did see a Craigslist erotic ad for a TS girl fitting my budget, and so I clicked on the link. The picture showed an attractive, feminine-looking Latina on top of a white sheet-covered bed. She was perched atop the bed on all fours like a cat ready to pounce, with her sexy, sneering face eyeing the camera seductively and her tight, red thong-clad ass pointed towards the heavens. It seemed unbelievable to me that such a lovely creature could have a penis, but I guess that's what TS means. Anyway, I was drunk, high, and horny, and wanted my dick sucked, so I gave her a call. She answered the phone quickly, sounding kind of out of breath, and with a heavy South American accent, said her name was Amanda, and that she was only a block or two away from me in a hotel around the corner. So I got her room number, took another shot of rum and a bong hit, and walked over there. After I exited the elevator that carried me up to her hotel floor, a bushy-haired, preppy-looking college-age guy walked by me with a guilty expression on his face, leading me to wonder if he'd just been in Amanda's room. The hotel reminded me of the movie The Shining, and after stumbling around for a few minutes aimlessly, I stumbled upon her room almost accidentally. As soon as I saw the room's door, it opened automatically, and Amanda was standing inside by a king-size bed, dressed in a butt-tight, jet-black, one-piece miniskirt. She looked a lot more like a dude in person than she did in her Craigslist pic. I was a bit disgusted by it and started to feel like kind of a fag, but I was horny, spinning head drunk, and still wanted my dick sucked. So I stepped into the room, reached in my pocket, and put the money down on the mahogany coffee table next to the couch. Amanda then stepped up to me and planted a tongue-laden kiss on my lips. Usually hookers don't kiss mouth-to-mouth, and I felt sort of uncomfortable about the whole thing since I was basically kissing a dude whose schlong I could feel poking against my upper thigh through the fabric of her miniskirt. Plus, kissing her kind of made me feel weird because who knows how many dicks she sucked that day. She guided my hands towards her hard silicone boobies, which were glorious, then took my sweaty left paw further southwards, down to her erect penis, which was enormous and larger than mine. My penis envy and reluctance to touch a penis that wasn't my own made me snap my hand back as soon as I felt it, almost like I touched a hot stove. At this point, I broke away from her coyly, but instead of being deterred, she looked deeply in the eyes and asked authoritatively if I wanted to suck her cock. I politely declined and asked if she'd give me a massage. This is usually how I start my hooker love experiences, with a massage. Instead of going to a professional masseuse, I get my massage and my sexing done in one go, saving both time and money. I tore off all my clothes and laid myself down, face first on the bed. She followed my lead and ripped off her one piece, revealing naked, perky silicone tits and purple thong, holding her massive dong. She got on top of me, sat on my butt, and I could feel her erect cock jabbing into the small of my back. She busted out some oil, rubbed my shoulders, deep tissue style, then wasted no time to reach down underneath me and start tugging on my shriveled, drunken wang. I flipped over, and next thing I knew, she's got my now erect wiener in her mouth. Usually hookers put condoms on your dick before they suck you, but this one didn't, and her cold, warm mouth vacuuming my bare unit in deep-throated motion sent tingling waves of pleasure throughout my body. As she was sucking me off, I reached back up to her butt, up under her thong, and used my middle finger to finger-fuck her asshole, causing her to moan and hum on my penis while she bobbed her head up and down on it. This transvestite really gave a tremendous blowjob, working the tongue like a master, making no dental contact at all and sucking at a rapid but not hurried pace. I thought to myself that I should visit more transvestite prostitutes, not only because the head was good, but because her rates and others I'd seen were much more affordable than many females. And in this economy, that's important. After around 4 or 5 minutes, I ejaculated furiously into her mouth, and she swallowed every drop of it and even sucked a minute or so after, licking and swallowing up all the post-ejaculatory fluids until my drunken little penis went limp. After she finished, we smoked a cigarette together and watched Jerry Springer on the hotel room's TV. Then we hugged goodbye. She tried to tongue kiss me again, but I didn't want to since I just came in her mouth a few minutes ago. So I kissed her on the lips only and went back home. When I got home, I could still smell her ass on my finger. Even though I washed it like several times and cut my fingernails as short as possible, I still smelled her shit on my finger for a few days. But that's okay, because it was some good head. And you know, although I felt like a total fag afterwards, I got to admit, I'd definitely let another transvestite suck my dick if the opportunity presented itself. Though it might be harder to find one now that Craigslist took the erotic services ads down. And that's the whole piece.
It's a standard, you have to say, end fucking poem.
It wasn't really a poem, I guess. Wow.
Damn, you blew me away, man. It's like, wow. I got tingly from that. I mean, that's Jesus Christ. That was good, man. And your presentation was excellent. I think I'm a little blown away right now, literally and figuratively. I just came a little bit in my underoos. Dude,
if you're ever in Miami, let me know, because I think I still have this Chinese phone number somewhere. I could totally hook you up. So, like, if you're ever in Miami, just let me know. I'm happy to help you, dude.
Ah, shit. I don't doubt it for 1 second. But, wow. So, if you don't mind me asking, how much of that was autobiographical and how much of it was improvised? I mean, you know, we all, as writers, poets or whatnot, we sort of, you know, we draw from our real life experiences and we improvise a little bit, change things around. That was pretty amazing, dude. That was pretty intense, especially the way you read it. I mean, it was believable. I was trying to think, damn, I think Mr. Nwamba F. Flamingo really had this experience, 100%.
Yeah, I did actually. It is actually a true story. It is
wow.
Actually true. I did get my dick sucked by that transvestite. I mean, there are a couple little details in there that I ad-lib, but most of it, about 90-something% of that, it is a true story. And I got to say, I mean, she really had a big cock, like, and it was a little bit frightening, because, I mean, I do look at, like, a little bit of tranny porn on the internet, especially Asian trannies. But, like, I don't like the ones with a big, massive cock. It just kind of scares me. It freaks me out. And her cock was just, like, a bit too big. So I don't know if I would see her again particularly. But, it was a pretty amazing experience. And the blowjob was really incredible.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
It sounds like it, man. Very unique experience. And, God damn it, you know what? I respect you for sharing that with us. I usually like to be pretty explicit on here too whenever I do a live radio show, and I appreciate you sharing that. Man, that was pretty intense. I mean, I'm not even joking, and you know, I'm a Mr. Joker, but damn, wow. All right.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate that.
No, I'm being honest. I'm being 100% honest here. All right, so you know what? I have to pee, so we're going to do a little music break while I urinate. You guys might be able to hear me urinate. I often like to let the listeners hear my urine fall into the toilet bowl. But we're gonna take a quick break with a little twinkle, twinkle little star. We'll be right back. And man, wow, you know, I'm pretty blown away with that piece you just read. That was pretty, okay. Here we go. Twinkle, twinkle little star. Will I twinkle in the toilet? Be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Pictures, right? And then I showed up, and she had the googly eye, you know, the thing where like one eye is looking one way, the other eye is looking the other.
Yeah. Okay.
And that fucking freaked me out, man.
How did it freak you out? Because it looked like she was looking at you, but she wasn't, or something like, you looking at me? You looking at me? You talking to me?
Yeah, man. It's like the eye was like all over the place. I don't know what the fuck she was looking at. It was disturbing. It was fucking disturbing. I couldn't take it. I couldn't, you know, it was hard. And when I had sex with her, like, I had to have sex with her doggy style. So I couldn't look at her, like, in the face. Like,
doggy style. Yeah. Well, what color was her hair then? If you're going doggy, first of all, if you're going doggy style, I have to ask, what color was her hair? Was it long or short? Did she have pigtails? Because I have a fetish for pigtails. And what shape was her ass? Was it like the apple shape, or was it a rounder, or was it one of those big ones that kind of flops around a little bit when you're going at it? Please elaborate. This is very intriguing stuff to me, honestly.
Oh, it was. She had a great body. Everything about her was pretty good, except for those googly eyes. And, like, I mean, she had a great body. She had a really nice, firm, little round ass. She had kind of light brownish hair. It was a little bit kind of not that long, about shoulder length, straight.
Yeah.
But, you know, very nice hair. It was very full, very soft. And, yeah, it was fun to have sex with her. But I have to say, like, when we were kissing, I mean, I kept my eyes closed, like, the whole time because I didn't want to see those eyes. And then, like, right as the clothes came off, I just looked at her body, like, the whole time. I, you know, looked at her hair. I kept away from the eyes. And then, like, right before penetration, because I was going to, like, mount her, but instead I just said, oh, I couldn't chance it on, like, maybe seeing those googly eyes while we were having sex. So I flipped her over, bent her over, and then made penetration on her. So, yeah.
You made penetration. You didn't fuck her, but you just made penetration.
Oh, no. I made penetration first, and then I proceeded to have fucking with her. I proceeded to make the fuck. Yeah. Because you got to penetrate first, I mean, or else,
right,
I mean,
right.
Shit, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but, you know, Mr. New Wamba F. Flamingo, this, I got to tell you, this has been way too much fun for me already, and... So I'm going to take it to the next level, and I got to ask you real quick. We only have 4 minutes left in the show. I got to ask you: have you ever? Okay, you've had you know, encounters with prostitutes and transvestites. Obviously, have you ever had like a threesome or a foursome or moresome?
No, I've not, man. Yep. That's something I really want to do, and because I'm in Southeast Asia, you know, you can hire prostitutes for really cheap. So I was thinking about getting, like, 3 or 4 hookers sometime, like, popping some Viagra and just go fucking nuts on them, you know?
Right.
Just have, like, an all-night fuck session. Have you ever had a threesome or a foursome?
Oh, yeah. It goes without saying I've had threesomes, foursomes, and moresomes. I've been on previous shows, like my radio shows, where I've talked quite explicitly about this stuff.
I missed those shows. You know what?
We need to set something up so you can call in and we can talk about that kind of stuff even more so when we have more time.
Definitely.
Very interesting. Truly, I shit you not, man. I appreciate you calling in. This has been fun. It really has. And, you know, I honestly didn't expect anyone to call it. This is kind of a last-second show here, and I'm just going to have some fun with it. And, wow, you made it super fun for me, to be honest. We're down to, like, 2.5 minutes. You have any last comments or anything else to say? Or?
Man, I'm just fucking glad I called in, dude. I'm having a very relaxing day, and, you know, it's like the afternoon here. I was really fucked up last night and just been kind of like, you know, in bed most of the morning. And I saw this show was on. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. I want to talk to Brian Fuggett, man. To Jay, but I like you better as Fuggett, man. So like, I want to talk to Brian Fuggett.
Whatever.
I want to get down and It's been cool, man. Really happy I called him.
Whatever you're more comfortable with. Fuget is when I'm more this important French director of this movie or something, you know? And then fuck it, it's like, it's the real me. Just fuck it. I'm Brian, fuck it. If it has a heartbeat, a pair of tits, I'll fuck it.
Dude, hell yeah, dude.
Well, dude, you know what? You're gonna have to call in again sometime, and I'll let you know, I'll give you a heads up, because, you know, it's just too damn funny because it seems we have a lot in common. All right, man, we're down to 1.5 minutes, so I'm going to, like, close this up. And, again, I thank you for calling in. And this has been the special Wednesday night service edition. And we are going to close out with Pink Thing. Here we go. Thanks again, Nwamba F. Flamingo. Take it easy, buddy. Good night.
Much love.
Anytime you're ready.